story that Rabbi Yitzchak Bender Zatzal. Rabbi Yitzchak Bender Rabbi Yitzchak, one of his main things in life was to bring other people close to Hashem, to the way of Rabbeinu. And he never spoke eloquently or something, but he just spoke simple talks from the depth of his heart. And whoever heard it, the tshuva, mamash, and wanted to be blessed of, and most of the blessed that we have today is from him. By the way, of course, the shir should be for the refuah of Eliezer Shlomo ben Malka. And of course, the Rav Auscher's son, Shimon Machlok ben Avada, Daniela ben Zahava Chaya, Nachman ben Daniela, and Miriam ben Daniela. Refuah shlemam, mamash, right now. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Good. So, in Teplik, he worked as a, he used to teach kids Torah. In those days, it wasn't, in those places, there was no school. You went to Milan and you learned Bayan Torah. So that's how it's to be, no? It's beautiful. He stayed and learned Torah, man. They have a few kids, different ages. They have a Milan, the teachers in Torah. An amazing story of Levi Yitzchak used to say. Something happened when he was living in Teplik in the house of the Rav of Teplik. The Rav of Teplik, his name was Rav Shimshon Aaron Polanski. That was his name. Yeah. He lived also here in Eretz Yisrael. He lived here at the end of his life. He also sent, by the way, his kids to learn by Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender. Anyways, but in the middle, one day, when Rav Levi Yitzchak was teaching in the house of the Rav, a bunch of Bolshevik murderers came in, and they wanted to kill the Rav. Like the minhag was to go into the Rav's house and kill the Rav. And all of the Jewish chashuv rabbanim, they would kill. So they already aimed their weapon to the Rav, and then they saw the mother of the Rav laying very sick with typhus. So they saw her with typhus, they got so scared they ran away. So they're afraid they were going to be contagious. They'll catch it also. It was saved. So for years till 1921, there was a very big hunger. It was the time before the communists took part of Russia over, not all of it. There was a lot of balagan, there was a lot of hunger, and a lot of people died.
There was the Bolshevik War between the whites and the reds.
And there, and so in 1929, Rav Levi Yitzchak had his second son. His name was Yisrael Nachman. Rav Levi Yitzchak said that this son was very successful. But, unfortunately, he was a little baby. Yeah, he died when he was a year and a half old. Rav Yitzchak was very, very, he hurt him very much. This son that he was a very special boy, he lost his son. So he sent his parents a letter that he had a son, that he died. Yeah. So his mother sent him a letter back. But Levi saw that the letter that he got from his mother was signed only by his mother. So he asked, why isn't Abba writing? So they answered him that he's not around already for 4 years. Only that's how he found out his father passed away. Halachically, you do a tear and you sit for 1 hour Shiva. If it's so long after. Yeah, also Rabbah and Kiblitz, his father-in-law, became very ill. He died from later. He was about in his early 60s. Yeah. And everyone's preparing to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. It was Elul. And Rav Aaron calls his son-in-law, Rav Levi Yitzchak, and tells him, Rav Levi Yitzchak, please take him with you to Uman. This guy's dying. Take him with you to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. I want to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Don't leave me here. So Rav Levi Yitzchak was shocked. But no. But his father says, remember, I took you last year when you couldn't go at all, and I saved money, and I took you to Uman. I worked so hard so you have money to go to Uman. You know what to say. Well, you take it to Uman? Impossible. Can't even move him. But that was the last day that he lived, the Rabbah, and he didn't get to Uman. It was Chaf Elul, and he was Nifra that day. It was Erev Shabbos. The night before he died, Rabbah got up and said Tikkun Chatzot regularly. Right? His daughter, Feged, the wife of Rav Levi Yitzchak, she realized that her father is not saying Tikkun Rachel, only Tikkun Leah, and it was a regular weekday. So she told him, Abba, Tate, what are you doing? It's Shabbos today, it's weekday. So he smiled to her and he said, Kilo, he knows her. I know. He had a lot of yisurim that night. And it was already afternoon of Erev Shabbos. The Baron asked him to give him some soup from what was prepared for Shabbos. He tasted some soup and then he closed his eyes. Like that, before that. And they asked him to put him in the room where he had a little alley. In the alley? Attic? In the attic. In the attic, he had a little room where he used to serve Hashem all the time. He asked him to put him over there. And Rav Levitzchak understood that he wanted to be there. So he told Rav Levitzchak told his father, wait, how can we move you? We can't even move you. No, please do me. I want to be there. So fine, they put him over there. He laid there for a few hours. And everyone's standing there, davening. But it was after... it was after Chatzot of Friday, which is a big thing to die then. He died. Levaya, his wife, yelled, Aaron, Ichveis Veldu Bizgeven. He said, Aaron, I know who you were. For 40 years, you haven't missed even one Chatzot. Anyways, the immediately did Levaya, marched to the Shkia, right before Shkia, one ran back home to the... He went through the world with nothing. He didn't even have his own tachrichim to cover his body when they buried him. He used some rags that he had left over in the house or something. They used it as tachrichim. Okay. And Rav Levi Yitzchak used to always say, what his family used to always say, Danken God, Gangen Divet, on a bet and on a fitter. I thank God that I went through the world without a bed and without a coat. In the Ukraine, without a coat, it's a... Here in Yerushalayim, fine, without a coat. So you're cold a little bit. No. But when it goes to -30, it's kind of weird to be without a coat. He went without a bed. He had no bed in the world and no coat. Where did he sleep? He used to sleep on a table and a chair. That's how he slept for his whole life. 40 years, that's how he slept. He doesn't know what a bed is. You know what a bed is. Oy! Gevalt, tzaddikim. He was 63 when he died. And he had two sons and five girls. All big tzaddikim. One of them was a Levi Yitzchak. And tomorrow we'll talk about how Levi Yitzchak had to take care of the family now. He was the oldest.